Okay, so I am done saying like these are crackpot theories, because you know what? Wisdom is wisdom. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, out there. Wisdom is freaking wisdom, because I have another freaking theory about something. Maybe I'm not going to change my podcast because I like the name Jabari's Wisdom, because it's wisdom. It's not going to be called Jabari's Theories. So here's another wisdom for you. I was thinking about dreams, you know, how complex dreams are. And I was thinking, like, again, dreams are freaking complex. Like, you know, you assume this is all being done inside your brain. But I'm like, so you're telling me my brain created such a complex world? Well, at least my dreams. I don't know about your dreams, but my dreams, they're pretty freaking complex. Like the environment, the people in the dream. And you know, it's the same like how the Inception thing is, like where you, at least for me, you don't realize you're in the dream most of the time. You don't realize you're in the dream until it's kind of over. Or at least for me, like when it's about to end, because then when I start to realize, huh, you know, this is a dream, you know, I kind of fade out and then wake up or whatever. Or sometimes I do lucid dream and I'm like, oh, okay, this is a dream. But I still kind of, you know, I don't do like the crazy stuff some people do. Like, you know, I just kind of go along with it. But I'm like, this stuff is so complex for it to just be, you know, because I'm like, then why can't I make something so complex like when I'm awake? Because like some of these characters, they seem like they have a whole, like say me, in the dream, I have a whole backstory. Like, you know, I remember stuff from that dream that never happened. Like, let's just say I should, you know, if this wasn't like on a whim podcast, you know, I would look through all my dream journals and stuff or crazy stuff. But you know, that's not how we do it in Jabari's Wisdom. We just talk, we just go. But in my dreams, a lot of times, you know, I'll have a backstory. Like, let's just say a dream will be, you know, I'm just casually at some random university. And, you know, I've never been to this university before. I don't know why people say like, oh, face all everything that you see in dreams or stuff that you've seen before. I'm like, because I remember my dreams and that stuff I've never seen before. Or these people are my dreams I've never seen before. And you're not going to tell me that just some random passerby on the street, my brain just snapshot shot that and then, you know, placed it in my dream 10 years later. That doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Why would a brain do that? But still, I'll stay faking the dream. I'll have some type of backstory. Let's say I was in a university, you know, I'll remember, like, let's say I was a third year student in this university. I'll remember my first year, and the characters in the dream will like be calling back stuff that I did in the dream. Like, oh, you remember when we did blah, 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 blah. And I'll go, yeah, that was crazy. La, 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 la. But that was a dream. Like, how am I supposed to be remembering, like, you know, these nostalgic events that happened in a, you know, a 1 hour dream? It just doesn't make sense. And then not only that, you know, the world's complex, the character's complex. Like, these characters are having, you know, they have their own ambitions, their own goals, all this and all that. I'm like, either the brain is a different level of hyperactive, like in its sleep state, because you know, I couldn't make a story if I wanted to. That, well, I guess I could. So, I mean, maybe that, you know, changes some stuff up. But, you know, people don't make a story within an hour. Like, say, like, oh, I'm going to make a story about a kid who went to a college and had a whole backstory of this. But also, the character has this backstory, blah, 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 blah. Side character has this. Oh, I'm going to, you know, put make all these textures of the school itself, blah, 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 within an hour. It's just crazy how complex dreams are, even though it's a dream. Like, it's something that happened, because you can take a nap, a cat nap, and have a complex dream. And let's say that cat nap was 30 minutes. So you're saying because it didn't happen at the last 30 minutes. So let's say within the time it takes you to sleep, let's say you fell asleep after 10 minutes, like you went into REM mode or whatever, after 10-12 minutes. So then within those 10-12 minutes, your brain created an entire freaking dialogue and story and backstory and lore, and then created the locations with, you know, because it had a texture. It's not like this school was a blank slate. Nope, this school had colors, they had their own mascot, da 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 da, within 12 minutes. But you're saying the brain can do that when it's sleeping. But when I'm like, you know, sitting at a desk trying to, you know, write a short story or something, or let's say I'm trying to write a script, I can't do that at all. That doesn't make sense. Like, the brain isn't, like, has a separate mode for creating stories, and that's only when it's sleeping. Just doesn't make any sense. And here's when it goes crazy. You heard it here first. Well, you know, people say it all the time, but a dream is a different freaking alternate universe, man. And I can't prove that, but that's my inner lore for dreams, because that stuff is too complex for it to be just you thinking, at least for me. I don't know how your trash dreams are, but for my dreams, I'm like, dang, that stuff could have been a movie. And there's another thing about dreams. They say, if you die in a dream, you die in real life. You know, you hear that all the time. Like, oh, you can't die in your dream or you'll die in real life. I swear I die in my dream every freaking like other day. Every other day I'm dying in my dream constantly. Like, here is a story, or here is a dream that I like, the just a random dream I remember of me dying. And this was a freaking stupid dream, but you know, it was because of topical things happening. So it was during around the time, maybe 2019, 2018, whatever, when there were like a bunch of school shootings. And I guess, you know, in the background of my brain created a dream of a, you know, school shooting happening. And I was in a school. I don't remember what grade. It must have been a, you know, young grade, but I don't remember what. But I was in a school. We were learning, blah, 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 learning. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hear the gunshots and we're like, oh, crap. What was that? Boom, boom, boom. More gunshots. We're like, oh, crap. We got to run We have to hide because, you know, there's a school shooter in the building. And my stupid freaking teacher in the dream, my stupid freaking teacher, he stuck his head out the door for no reason. He's just like looking for the shooter. Like, oh, is he coming close? He kept looking outside the door of the classroom. And, you know, all the kids are screaming like, why were you dying? Close the door, lock it. But no, he keeps looking outside, trying to look for it. And you hear more gunshots. And then you just see him just die. Dead. I'm like, oh my God. I'm going to die here. And I'm like, okay. Everyone else are idiots. Because, you know, they're just like freaking out. Like, you know, headless chickens. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to survive. So I'm going to go into the freaking, the janitor closet or whatever. Because there was like a... It was a storage closet in the classroom, you know, where they put all the art supplies or whatever. I was like, okay, I'm going to hide in there because these guys are dumb. So I run in there. I shut off the light for the janitor closet. And then as I'm about to close the door, another kid, I guess he saw me with the genius idea. He runs in after me. I'm like, oh, crap. God dang it. But I'm like, okay, it's only one kid who saw. So I close the door, lock it. And, you know, I turn off the light. And then... You know, you hear the whoever it was walk in and, you know, blah, 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 kills the kids or whatever. And I'm like, oh, crap. My heart's beating. I'm freaking out. And then because the door had like a little window, like, you know, a little tiny square window. And that stupid kid who ran in after me, he's looking through that window, trying, I guess, to see if the shooter's still there. And he's still there. We heard the gunshots, but he's still looking. He's looking, poking his big head out that window. And of course, the shooter sees. So he runs towards the door and tries to open it. And somehow, I don't know how it got unlocked, but the door got unlocked. So I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm like, I run to the door and I hold the door, trying to keep it closed. But the freaking shooter, he's strong. So he's like pulling it. And slowly the door's open. And then I'm like, oh, crap. So I lose grip. The door swings open. He points the whatever, like assault rifle or whatever at me. And then I try wrestling the assault rifle. I'm like, oh, crap. And of course, he's stronger. So it's the barrel slowly turns back towards me. Slowly. I'm not strong enough. And it shoots me, I guess, dead in the heart. I don't feel any pain in the dream. I mean, I sometimes do. But, you know, in that particular dream, I don't feel any pain. And I just feel pressure in my chest. And, you know, everything went black. And I'm kind of just sitting there like, oh, I died. And, you know, I'm sitting there in the blackness of nothing. And then I wake up. You know, I'm breathing hard. I'm like, oh, man, I do not want to dream like that again. But, I mean, I guess you could argue like, oh, you didn't die yet. But, you know, I felt like I died in the dream. And I'm perfectly okay, or as far as I know. So that freaking myth busted. Busted by a first party. Second freaking myth. Oh, for some reason, they say you can't read in dreams and stuff. And sometimes that's true. Like sometimes in dreams, I can't, like, I won't say I can't read, but I struggle to. Like I have to reread a sentence over and over again in the dream. But I can definitely like do stuff in the dream. Like I can read, I can do math. I don't know if I've ever done like crazy math, but because sometimes I will admit it's difficult to do it in a dream, but it's not impossible. It's definitely not impossible. I don't know why they say it's impossible. These people must have some trash dreams. Because for me, I'm doing all this stuff in the dream. Sometimes it's difficult, but it's not impossible. Is there anything else that's kind of weird about dreams? You know, I can smell in dreams. I can taste. I once had a delicious cake in a dream. Very good. Very good. I once had a dream. I did have an inception level type dreams before. I once had a dream within a dream within a dream. Okay. That one actually did freak me out. Was that I had a dream. I wrote it down. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. But basically, I had a dream. And then I realized I was in the dream in that dream. So I woke up out of it. Like I woke myself up out of it. And then I was in my house and I went to the bathroom and everything and then went back to bed. And then I had a dream in there. But then I woke myself out of it and I was like, oh, wait a minute. That past dream. Because remember, this was all in a dream. I didn't actually go to the bathroom. So. I woke myself out of that one. And then I was like, okay, I'm actually awake now. And I remember I went to school, but this was like during college. So like, I think I had this dream, like it must've been like a year or two ago. So I was already in college, but I remember going to high school. So I remember, but you know, in dreams, you kind of skip stuff. But I remember going to class and going back home and stuff. And it seemed like for a week, but you know how, you know, in dreams, time kind of skips, at least for me, time kind of skips. But, you know, consciously, I knew I was going to school for about a week. And I woke up out of that one. And I think at that point, I finally, like, really woke up. Or I must have had, like, one quick dream. And then finally, in that dream, I woke up out of that. And I remember when I woke up, like, for real, I was, like, in a state of confusion. Because I was like, am I still dreaming? And sometimes, you know, you can kind of tell if you're, you know, obviously when you're not dreaming. But sometimes when you're dreaming, you can't tell. I'm like, oh. if I'm dreaming yet or if I'm actually awake. And before anyone says anything, I did not pee myself when I peed in the dream. No, I did not. I was perfectly dry. And then, you know what, let me say one more thing about dreams before I end this, because, you know, this has become a kind of a ramble, but it's only 14 minutes or so. So, I mean, it's not a long podcast anyway. But lucid dreaming, because, you know, everyone wants a lucid dream. I mean, it's kind of fun at first, but it gets kind of boring, to me at least. Because again, when you lucid dream, you're allowing your awake mind or whatever to create stuff. And it just, it's not the same. Like, it just gets kind of boring after a while. Like, there's no like excitement. There's no like, I don't know. There's no surprise. Because I don't know. It's just something about it. Like, maybe someone else who lucid dreams a lot will agree or maybe disagree. But it just seems like it's just not as fun. But I'll tell you the steps, at least the steps I took to lucid dream. And I would say the biggest step is to actually like be able to remember most of your dreams. And that is a difficult thing because most people say, oh, I don't have dreams. It's like, yeah, you do. You're like, oh, no, I don't remember. It's just black. And now I wake up. It's like, no, you had a dream, but you just forget. Like a lot of times, even now, sometimes for me, I'll have a dream, wake up, take a shower, come out. And I'm like, I don't remember what that dream was. It just disappeared that quick. It was in like temporary storage for only a minute and it just went away. And I can't even remember any of the details at all. And that's because you have to train yourself to remember the dream. And the only way to train yourself is if you basically have a dream journal. And you literally have to, once you have your dream, like wake up, you have to just start writing. Rather that's in your phone, rather that's an actual journal, you just have to start writing it down. So you can put that dream in, I guess, you know, main storage. And then maybe your brain starts to be like, okay, let me start remembering. But basically, that dream journal is super important. Super important. After that, you know, all the other stuff is just like, because once you start remembering your dreams, you're already like 99% there. The other part, there are a bunch of tricks. Like some people say, oh, I make a habit of putting a pin mark on my hand. And then every now and then in real life, you know, you look at your pin mark and you're like, okay, there's a pin mark on my hand. Okay, there's a pin mark on my hand, you know. Okay, there's a pin mark on my hand. And then, but you do it to a habit to like to the point where you just, you know, just naturally kind of look at your hand and whatever. And then when you're in your dream, you'll naturally look at your hand and be like, oh, the pin mark's not there. Unless your brain, you know, went crazy mode and like, you know, actually placed the pin mark in your hand in the dream. But, you know, I'm assuming like in the dream, you'll just like kind of look at your hand and you're like, oh, there's no pin mark. Oh, well, why is there no pin mark? And hopefully you'll like realize you know, become conscious like, oh, wait a minute, I'm dreaming. And then you'll, you know, probably pop out of your dream because that happens all the time. Or once you realize you're dreaming, you'll like pop out. and you'll wake up or something, or the dream will fade away or something. But, you know, after a certain amount of times, apparently, you know, you'll be able to lucid dream because you'll realize you're dreaming and blah, 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 blah. And I'm trying to think of, like, I don't remember if I did the pen idea. I just remember when I did the, because there's all these other ideas, like, you know, I don't remember. It's hard. You can probably look them up. But, you know, personally, I don't even think they work that well. Because, again, it has to be so conscious that you're in a dream. And you have to just realize, because even if you were in a dream and you looked at your hand, you might not think to go, oh, there's no pin mark there. Oh, I must be in a dream. It's like you could do that in real life. And you're like, oh, there's no pin mark there. And you're going to be like, oh, well, you know, I just forgot to put the pin mark there. You're not going to look in real life and not see the pin mark and be like, oh, I'm in a dream right now and jump off a building. No, 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 no. I think it's mostly that dream journal. And then you just got to keep reinforcing the fact that, like, maybe every night is like, okay, I'm going to sleep and I need to realize I'm in a dream. And, like, you know, just you got to just grow conscious of that. And I remember one time when I was learning to dream, maybe I did do the pin mark, because I remember I looked at my hand and then my fingers started moving like freaking spaghetti, like, you know, like wiggling like crazy. And I was looking at it and I saw my fingers like wiggling like crazy. And I almost had a heart attack. Woke up so quick after that. So even if you do that, you know, crazy stuff might happen. I think the only thing that's cool when you're lucid dreaming is that you can test out stuff in dreams. And I'm not talking about like freaking sexual stuff. Like, I know how some of you creeps are. I'm talking about like, you know, like philosophical stuff. Like, you know, ask those being like whatever those characters in your dreams questions and see how they react. Like, I remember one dream I was in a, like, I was in like a white area. It was just white and, like, you know, typical like Hollywood, you know, smoke on the ground type, you know, white area. And there were like these Roman columns that were just black Roman columns that just went straight up. And of course they had a ceiling and stuff, but, you know, but it was like an area of black Roman columns. And I remember I was walking around this, like, whatever this place was. And I was like, where the heck am I? And I knew I was dreaming. And I was like looking around and I don't remember if I saw anyone, but all I know is if I saw someone, they didn't really do anything. Like, they're just kind of sitting, like just staring. So they might as well not have been there if they were there. But I remember I was looking around and at some point I did see an actual person. And I remember I asked the thing like, oh, am I in heaven? Or something like that. Am I in heaven? Or is this what death is? Or something like that. And of course, I got no answer. It just kept looking forward. And that was about the dream. See how boring that sounded? Like, I mean, it sounded cool. Like, it would have been amazing if, like, you know, I got an answer like, yes, you are actually. But no, it was just a bunch of nothing. Every other dream. Oh, my cat. Okay. My cat is in the porch with me. But every other dream, maybe my cat's listening in on me. Maybe she wants some of the wisdom. Or maybe she is a fourth dimensional being spying on me. Yeah, I see you, Callie. But I think every other time when I realize I'm dreaming, I kind of just go with the flow. And you just kind of still go along with it. And you might be asking, oh, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, yeah, I just kind of, like, say, I just talk to the characters like it's normal. Like, sometimes I'll, like, you know, say, like, oh, this is all a dream kind of thing. But, you know, I still, like, you know, it's as if I were still hanging out with someone else or whatever, or, like, you know, going touring a place or something, like, you know. So I feel like the main thing, the most important thing for the dream stuff is just to have a dream journal, just to actually remember. Because who knows, maybe you did actually have a lucid dream once, but you just didn't remember. You forgot, like, after 3 minutes after waking up. So, yeah, that is dreams. I don't know if there is anything else that needs to be said. Oh, I know there's something called astral projection. Now, that apparently is that crazy stuff. And I don't know if that's connected dreams or whatever, but that's like the whole, I mean, Doctor Strange kind of showed it, but that's not really, I mean, it could have went more in depth in it. But it's the whole thing where you kind of like, you leave your body, but it's like it's like the next dimension of freaking lucid dreaming. And apparently people are like, oh yeah, I talked to Buddha. Because Buddha's in the astral world and blah, 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 blah. And like, oh, yeah, I went to another universe and talked to the beings there. And I had my own astral guardian and guide and blah, 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 blah. Now that, I'm pretty sure I have never experienced, at least from what I know. And I don't know how to do it. Unlucky. I mean, I have some books. You remember those textbooks I said? I have a couple books that are about it, but those are deep down in the list. And you know, I'm going in order. Well, technically. I mean, right now I'm not going in order because I'm doing the math study, because I was like, that's kind of more important for me right now because of the, you know, me going to college or going to grad school very, very soon. But maybe within a year or two, something like that, when I actually finally read through all the math textbooks and then read through all the other textbooks, because I'm doing it in order of when I downloaded them, or well, not downloaded, when I received them. And so those are like really, really new. Like, I think I received them like maybe like late 2020, maybe that summer. I was like, oh, let me look up some astral projection books. But yeah, I'll let you know 2 years from now if it works. Maybe if I'm still doing the podcast, who knows what happens in 2 years. But yeah.